Homes in the U.S. are being constructed at their fastest pace in 4 months, according to a Commerce Department report today on housing starts. That's welcome news during a time of very tight inventory. In California, a housing shortage in some areas has led to huge price hikes. A new report shows the median home price in California is now more than twice the national average. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
What's happening in California in just a minute? But first, today's Commerce Department report. Where in the country are most of the new homes being constructed?
Well, first, let me just say that you're absolutely right that we did have a three-month slide. We peaked out in February, then March, April, May, pretty weak overall. And now in June, we have a nice recovery. That's good. And we saw in certain areas a better than expected recovery, 9.3% in the Northeast and 10.6% on the West Coast. And that is quite consistent with what we've seen. The coastal area has done quite well. Actually, starts fell by 3.6% in the Midwest. They were up in the South by 7.2%. But overall, as you said, lots of tight inventory problems, and we are not constructing homes fast enough to keep up with that demand.
So, in other words, the construction going on now, as good as it is not enough to alleviate the problem?
It really isn't. I mean, what we've seen in the last, say, 18 months is that people are so frustrated. They're saying, my gosh, I can't even get a home. I really want to be in a home. I can't find one. Housing starts, housing permits, new construction, all these things are important. But if you think about it, the worst part of the housing crisis, what happened? We didn't have buyers, right? But now we actually have buyers back, but inventories are near historic lows. Prices are running high. According to the National Association of Realtors, we see over the past 5 years, prices have increased by 40%. People's incomes have only grown by 10%. So we just don't have a lot of affordability, and we don't have enough homes for those who can afford them.
In California, the California Association of Realtors shows that the median home price in the state is now more than $555,000, up 7% from last year. What's happening there to cause that?
Well, you know, it's amazing. We have a severe lack of all homes, but specifically affordable homes and even apartments for middle-class families. You know, housing prices, look at the big cities in California, L.A., San Francisco, San Jose, San Diego. Housing prices have jumped as much as 75% over the past 5 years. And we know that California is actually the toughest market for first-time homebuyers in the nation. The cost of housing is beyond reach for almost all the state's low-income population.
So speaking of that, there was a story in the New York Times over the weekend about a nurse who makes nearly $200,000 a year of very good living and still cannot afford to live near the hospital where she works. She commutes 2 hours each way. Does this have to be inevitable when there's a booming economy?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be. One of the big issues within California itself is that it just hasn't kept pace with the demand. And some of it is, yes, okay, the state is having a great economic boom and tax revenue is up and unemployment is down. That's wonderful. But they've had 30 years of resistance to any kind of housing development that most experts say really is needed. California needs help, and that's why people are selling their homes in California. They're moving to Texas, of all places.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks a lot, Jill.
Take care.